Christina, and you're tuning in to Seat for Every Ass.
Hi, guys. We're back.
We're back. Better than ever.
We're back better than ever. We're hat sisters today.
I'm dead. I need my spicy margaritas. So we're actually doing a double downer. We're having another spicy margarita on this episode because
we loved it so much the first time.
You know, it just works so well.
Like, don't worry, we're not driving, we're Ubering.
Or Barrett's taking her Ferrari out.
One day. You guys, you don't understand. When I first bought my house, Chris had to get a lift in there for the Ferrari that we have. We only have Ferraris on hats. We don't have an actual one. So,
well, you have it on like some. You have some swag, like you have.
Yeah, he has pants and.
Listen, he's.
You guys, the goal for 50. The goal,
just like you.
Yeah, I know. Goal for 40 was one. We didn't get there. So goal for 50. Goal for 50. Anyways, yes, I do have my Ferrari hat on, but let's talk. Let's talk about why do you hire a designer?
Why would you hire us?
Today's episode is about why you hire a designer, and also why would you hire White Elm Machete? Let's talk about our process. Let's go into the details. So let's start off first. Why would you hire a designer? I know, I'm making Christina laugh, as per the usual.
Because I'm like, why wouldn't you hire a designer? And then I'm looking at Barrett, and I'm like, she's so, like, I mean, when just even looking at Barrett and hearing her speak, you better hire us. That's what I hear in the background, so it's just
so I actually do all of our preliminary sales phone calls, so yes, when you talk about hiring us, I am the one that convinces you to hire us.
Yes.
But no, for real, you hire a designer for many, many reasons. It's not just because you love their designs, but it's also for their expertise, their unlimited library. And to build, yes, and to build a relationship with somebody that is going to, your designer, who is going to be dealing with the nitty gritty every day, back and forth, putting out the fires. There's so much more to design in being an interior designer. I think a lot of people come to us, whether they're interns or they want to start their own business, and they, you know, think that they're great designers. They might be really great designers. But there is a business behind it that is what either takes you from being a great designer to an incredible designer. It's right. Not the designs, it's the business behind it. So in being a designer, I think when we first started, we knew we had great taste, great style, but it was, how do we bill? How do we charge? What is our percentage? How do we hire? How do we pay the people we're hiring? How do we deal with contractors? How do we deal with architects? Who's in charge? Whose responsibility is what? Ironing out all of those details takes a lot of time and being seasoned, and we're finally there, still ironing out those details because everyone works differently. Right. But we're finally at a place where we feel confident about the ways that we work and the ways that we charge and how we deal with putting out fires and all the dailies. But a lot of the times, and you'll be able to easily chime in here too, clients don't understand the everyday work that we put in. And, you know, we have multiple conversations with clients trying to explain to them the importance of
the process.
And every single trade that needs to work together. So, like, just because you have an architect doesn't mean that you don't need the designer. You need the architect, you need the designer, and you need a builder. You need all three trades in order to make an incredible project, an end result. And the designer is the middleman between all of the trades. So the architect looks to designer for certain things, the builder looks to the designer for certain things, and the designer looks then to the client. The client is spoken about, the designer speaks for the client to those.
We're the only portion of the whole entire equation that actually is in the entire process.
From start to finish.
Yes. So the architect is there from the beginning. We are working with the architect. Then all of a sudden the builder trickles in. So then the architect goes away. Then it's us and the builder. And then it's us and the client.
Yes.
Only. Because then we're doing the furnishings and all of that stuff, which comes, the fun stuff comes in the end.
Right.
But yeah, we're literally the heart of the entire project.
Right. And I think a lot of the times people get a little bit misconstrued or misunderstand what that means, because a lot of the responsibilities do kind of overlap, but they are different. Like, we have a project manager in-house. He's incredible. He was our biggest investment that we've ever made in the company, because we wanted to take that next step and that next level of service for our clients.
It took us a while to get there, to understand
what that
and
means.
And I'll never forget that means. From Artistic Tile. Mm-hmm. Like, there are not mentors, but we talked to them a lot about when we were building the business and everything. And we were told, wait, you have a project manager? We're thinking our project manager is the one that's doing all the procurement and purchasing and all of that. No, there has to be someone that's doing that, but there has to be someone, which is a coordinator.
Right.
But there has to be someone that's actually on site making sure it's the right tile. It's the direction that it's supposed to go. Because even though we're already providing every single source and vendor with
all the details,
all the documents all that the they details. Need, they still...
Like, overly detailed.
Overly.
Like, we've spoken with other designers, and they're like, you guys do all of that? And we're like, yeah. And they still don't even follow.
It's for our own good as well, but this actually saves us from being like, oh, no, the designer told us to add this grout line that's
Nick's position is... As important as anything else, and he's our right-hand man, literally. Thankfully, he's been in the industry for so many years. He's beyond
like
seasoned.
Years.
Yeah, he knows everything. But having him was a great resource for us and for our clients, and it's unmatched.
He also brought, honestly, to me, it's
priceless.
Yeah, he brought that architectural background that we never really had a taste of. Yes, we
because
worked
he
with
worked,
the
he worked for an architect firm for so long.
Yeah, and he knew that by looking at plans, if it was going to work, if it was not going to work, if it's ADA, like all of the ins and outs of the technicalities that Barrett and I are just,
and
know, but we were not in the know.
And on top of that, he's male, and I feel I'm going to say it. Like, these guys talk differently to him. Like, contractors work differently with Nick than they do you and I. I come in as like the big bitch. Like, they see me and they're like, oh my God, there she is. I'm so crazy.
Big
I'm like,
boss bitch.
I want everything to be, I'm like this little blonde. I went 100 pound blonde.
With my
I want everything to be
finger.
Like perfect. And I'm so like type A. And I come in there and I'm like, you know, I just know that if it's not, I'm going to get so mad. I'm angry. Blah, 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 blah. Nick comes in there, and even though he's mad and all the things, they have a totally
he's
different
so
conversation.
Subdued.
He is the Stanley Tucci at our firm of the Devil Wears Prada, and I'm Miranda. I'm just kidding.
I can't. No, it's like when he approached, it's his approach as well. He's very refined.
He's great with our clients.
He's not emotional.
And it's also nice to have the separation between us and this portion with our clients and with the contractors.
Yeah, because we do all like the client facing. We have the relationships.
Defining responsibilities and in terms of our office, like
everyone has their own role.
Yeah, exactly.
Finally.
And like, but it's so nice for us because we were every role for so long that the clients would come to us for every single thing. And now it's nice for us to really just focus on what's our main, you know, part. And that's the creative director of the projects and then delegating
and the
to everybody. Right. But they come to us for like the look. But when there's an issue, they first go to Nick. And if they can't get it through with Nick, you know, and it's a bigger issue than what Nick really needs to be handling, then obviously they come to us because we're the owners. But, like, it is nice to have that, like, separation.
Yeah, where we don't have to even hear about some of the stuff, and neither do the clients. Like, he basically takes control. He's the one that's talking to the builder / contractor, and he's the one who might not even tell us what's going on because he doesn't want to worry
and he's
us
handling it.
And stress us out.
So going back to why you hire a designer, I think there's obviously many different levels of designers and decorators. And here at Wydell & Bachetti, we are a full-service interior design firm. What that means is that not only do we have both owners, creative directors, We have a full design team underneath us that handles all of the CAD drawings, rendered elevations, product pages, specifications, you name it. And then we have an in-house project manager and an in-house procurement agent who is our project coordinator. So we are really handling every aspect from your project. We are not just picking and designing and that's it and then put our hands up. We are doing all of it. So we can be as hands-on as you want, and we can also then be as hands-off as you want. Like, the client comes to us,
we don't
though,
like that though.
Well, no. And the client comes to us because they want full service. And not only are we doing full service, but we also have the capabilities of full custom designs, whether it's millwork, upholstery, lighting. And we also have all of our different collaborations with which, you know, our clients do love, and they have a lot of them in their
and
houses.
I feel like when clients actually interview us, they are a little bit shocked of all that they get. Like, yeah. We send them a sample of construction documents, the design from soup to nuts. So they can see our process.
Yeah, I mean,
and
I think
then they're blown away.
After we did our last full gut reno on the main line, I mean, that builder was like, I've never seen documentation like this from any design
team. Most people
team.
Do say that. And it's because, you know, we have the bandwidth to do it. Even if other firms might have the bandwidth, I don't think that they actually take the extra effort to do all of the construction documents, to do the FF&Es, to do the...
Right. I mean, it does take an incredible amount of time. And when you start talking about fees, and yes, having a design firm is not cheap. This is a luxury service, you guys. Let's not forget, not everybody has a chef. Not everybody has a driver. Not every person has a housekeeper or a trainer. That's the same thing for interior design. Could you go out there and follow a catalog and shop at RH or CB2? 100%. You could. But in order to have a fully bespoke, one-of-a-kind home tailored to you and also have someone that deals with all of the business back end and the headache, that's what you're paying for.
And also I want to reiterate that the design portion is 90% of the actual project. So everything else that it entails, including all of everything that you just mentioned, the design, you and I can design with our eyes closed.
You mean that the design is 5%?
Okay, 5
to 10. You said 90%.
I meant 5 and 10.
I know what you meant. Well, you actually meant 10% if it was 90. But no, I know what you meant.
You know what I
the
mean.
Design percent is this.
Exactly.
The designing is this. The business is this.
I know.
This is why we hired someone that does the procurement and the math, because Christina clearly doesn't.
Barry is right there by my side. That's all I have to say.
That's what I just said. Yeah. It's not 90%. It's okay. I know what you meant. That's why there's two of us.
Correct.
We're bouncing off each other like tennis balls.
Yeah, yesterday Barrett's like, what's 8 + 8? I'm like... 16.
You guys, it's actually a sin. My kids come home from school and they're wanting to do their homework. And
oh,
like,
well, that's a
different
story.
Just talk to dad. Just go over it with dad. I don't even know. I'm not taking out my calculator. I'm not doing it. Math has done very differently now. However, back to design. So yes, designing is 5% basically, 10. 90% is the business. But
all the back end that we don't want our clients to really know unless the money is involved.
Yeah, so you have a lot. There are clients out there that have incredible taste. And actually, it's really nice when a client comes to you and has incredible taste, because it's even that much more fun to collaborate with them. You know, when a client really doesn't know what they're doing, not know what they're doing, but really doesn't know their style and their taste, it isn't as much of a collaboration, which is totally fine. And it's great for us because we just then go for it. Sometimes it's a little bit more challenging when it is truly a collaboration, because the client is so focused on what they like and their colors and this and that and the other, that it almost makes it a little bit more difficult for us. But we also do love collaborating with our clients. It's their home.
It's never really like black or white though. It's always...
It's gray.
It's gray.
And like, well, actually it's beige. But... Because gray is totally out.
Totally.
But no, but I do have to say, though, like, there are clients who they just don't understand the importance of what you're hiring. They think
and the services.
That's what I'm saying.
We provide them.
Yeah. They come to us thinking like, oh, I can pick out tile. I can pick out lighting. It's not that. It's then putting the tile and the lighting into a tile schedule, a lighting schedule, an elevation, a CAD plan, getting all of the pricing, negotiating the pricing, ordering it. It comes in damaged. Who's dealing with the damages? We're dealing with the damages. Like, there's so much to, I mean, you guys, you order something from Amazon and it comes in and doesn't fit. You know how annoying that is just to go take that back? Imagine that times 8,000. Literally. That's what it is. It is a pain.
It's so funny that you said that because I have all these boxes that are like.
Yeah, and you don't want to go return them. But guess what? We are returning them because you hired us to return them.
Exactly. And I haven't even returned my own crap.
I know. There's things in our office.
And in my garage, I'm like, oh, those Asos.
There's like kids' pants in there from Zara that I'm like, these are like really cute pants and they're never fitting anybody because now they're like for like 4-year-olds and our kids are not 4 anymore.
So I have this weird, just to go off on a different tangent, I have this weird habit of like.
Ordering things? She's a hoarder.
Not a hoarder. I just love shopping so much. So I'm like at some times at night.
You and my mom are the same. She'll go to HomeGoods, we'll go shopping, and you'll just have to get something. Even if it's a sliver of something, you just have to buy it.
I do. So I bought these pants in particular. I liked them that much. I bought them 5 times of the same for my kids.
I know.
It's like,
I wish I could wear them.
These are the same. So because I bought them for Knox and I bought it for
Austin. Yeah, I know. And they're still sitting there 3 years later.
I thought you threw those away, which I would have not.
They're still there in a ripped bag. They're in a ripped bag, just still there. Mm-hmm. So anyways, going back to hiring designers, let's talk about working with Wydell and Bichetti and what that looks like and what the process is. So first, the client will call. Well, actually, let's take it back. They fill out the inquiry form on our website.
Which ding, is ding, the ding. Most important
it is.
Tool for us.
And from there, we send them all the information of our different services. Then they schedule a preliminary phone call. I handle those. I go in all the details, answer their questions, concerns, whatnot. Next steps, they need to sign on the contract, and then they're locked into our schedule. And then?
Then we do the kickoff meeting. That entails a walkthrough with the client, Barrett, myself, and then our entire team. The entire team at that point goes and surveys. They take their notes. They take all their photos.
That's a full day of surveying.
Yeah, it's
even
a
if
full
they
day.
Have a CAD file from an architect or whatnot, they still have to check all the measurements. So
yeah,
we never trust
anyone else's measurements because guess what? It's on us. And if we were just like, oh, well, this is the architect's measurements, that's not going to work out.
Right.
So, and not for nothing, we love architects. They don't even provide a ceiling height sometimes. So it's like, there's things that they
there's
miss.
There's just, there's certain, like, they need their measurements for certain things, and we might need extra, and there's nothing wrong with that, but that's why we just double, triple check everything. But yes, so the team goes in there, they do a full survey. Your and I first kickoff meeting is about an hour with the clients. We walk through.
Needs and wants.
Yeah, needs and wants, talk about the things. We even give ideas of what we think on the spot. Like yesterday, we were going over stuff. And then from that meeting, we generate the mood boards. I always tell people on our preliminary phone calls that the mood boards is like picking the movie that you want to watch for the night. So you've got 3 totally different aesthetics. So let's say it's comedy, horror, or love, love story. These are 3 different looks of what your home could be. Nothing is exact. It's just purely for vibes and a feeling. Sometimes clients see something, they're like, I absolutely love this sofa, or I love this tile, or I love this light. So can we incorporate that? Of course.
Within the mood.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. But we're not copying these moods. We do this because we want to get on the same page with the client. Time is money and money is time. So there's no reason for us to design an entire house and then present it to them and then be like, I never, ever liked that style. Why would I want that in my house? So this is the first exercise to get their feedback. And then essentially they have to pick a mood. So once they pick the mood, then it takes us generally 8 weeks to design the first phase of their project, which if it's a build or renovation, it's all of those important materials. Yeah. So like cabinetry, flooring, stone, tile, plumbing, like doors, baseboards, moldings, all the things.
We do incorporate lighting as well.
Of course. especially in certain places. Yeah. Not so much in like the furnishing areas, like a bedroom, like that can be right. later or whatnot. But like closets, bathrooms, kitchens, yes. So then we put together this beautiful presentation. Crazy renderings. We have all of our detailed specifications, product pages, material selections, CAD elevations, and floor plans. And then we also have all the pricing. So when we go to presentation, not only is this client seeing this gorgeous presentation of their house and what it's going to look like, but they have all the pricing and they know exactly what things look at. From there, it's usually like, you know, a little bit of changes here and there, not too many, you know, edits. No, because we have minimal edits in our contract.
Minimal.
Yeah. But from there,
we have good hearts.
Then we start what we call the execution phase, which is ordering, tracking, receiving.
Well, first they gotta pay the bill.
I know, that's what I mean. Like,
right.
Then they start paying. Our favorite thing, paying. No, just kidding.
Paying.
But then it's the hard work, which is we have to produce an FF&E. And if people don't know what that is, it is
furnishings.
No, it's finished.
Finish furnishings and electronics.
Yes. So let's check that, make sure it's right. Google FF&E. But it's this very long documentation of everything that's needed for the execution of your project that gets sent to your contractor or builder. And then we start executing, and Nick's job really starts. He is there. He is on site. He is making sure everything is good. Then we trickle in when it's important that we need to be there for more of the decorative types of elements. And then once we're at a good place there, then we start the furniture process, which is the same thing. We do full detailed presentation, minimal edits, then they purchase, and then we start again. Ordering, tracking, yeah. receiving. And then when it comes...
Dealing with damaged goods in the warehouse that no one knows about.
Right.
Guess who's dealing with it? Us.
Right.
And then we do the return process.
So we work with talk about the third-party receiver that we work with.
Well, we have one that we absolutely love. They are the most professional. We've been working with them for about 4 years. And when you're dealing with a receiving warehouse, there's a lot of boxes that need to be checked. Are they insanely careful?
And let's not forget, we used to be our own receiving company, guys. If you watched, a few episodes back, you would know that.
Yes.
We're not doing that anymore.
So when we talk about white glove delivery, that's what we expect. The guys are literally wearing their booties. They're wearing their gloves. They're respecting the client's home. They're respecting the furniture. And honestly, it is the best thing that...
It is. It really is.
That...
They inspect it, they store it, they connect with us if something's damaged. Like, it's all taken care of mostly prior to we get to the house.
They do all the quality control. They receive the boxes. They let us know. Then a couple days later, they check every aspect of the piece or what's coming in. And then let us know if it's, like, good to go. They put it on their list. Everyone's checked off. That's one thing that's ready for install.
And then right before installation, we get a whole list of what's there. We do our cross-reference, and then it's time to install. So how I explain it to the clients on the phone call is we do a full reveal. Once your home is fully ready, that means that all the building materials are in there. Lighting and wallpaper, carpets, window treatments, all of that is done. It is time for us to come in with all the soft goods, accessories, artwork, you name it. We come with the whole team. We meet our third-party receiving company there. And we do, you guys know lie, we do a full install, a full reveal within 1 day. Sometimes there's a little trickling afterwards of some more accessories, this, that, the other. But that day, your house goes from having no furniture to having everything. And it is a moment for the client where it's not only turnkey, but it's almost that like TV moment of like, oh my God, what did I just walk into? Like they know what they're getting, but like, cause they already paid for it. They know what they're getting. They've seen the presentation, but then all of a sudden you see it in real life and it's like, whoa, instead of like, let's take this room for example. If you came into this room and you just had the sofa in here, but you didn't have the lighting, you didn't have the decorative paints, you didn't have the tables, it would feel so unfinished. And you'd be sitting in this room as a client with not being a designer and saying to yourself, like, I just can't visualize it. I just can't see it. So the way that we do it, we don't allow the client to get to that place of frustration. Right. It does not happen. It has to be all ready so that when everything comes together, it's this explosion of like, oh my God, I see it. And this is why I hired you.
Right. And so the difference of like the HGTV scenario is we just don't do it in 2 days. And for $20,000.
First of all, that's just a lie.
It's just like,
don't you love the shows where they're like, okay, we came in today and guess what? It's going to be done tomorrow.
And with your pay.
$15.
Yeah, we're like, that's the only bad thing about.
That's why we'll never be on HGTV. So Bravo or Netflix, you can totally call us. We're ready for the next TV episode.
And it will never
be real reality.
We can't do the stereotypical like interior designer because it just, it doesn't actually ever happen.
No. And speaking of stereotypical, we here at Wydell and Bichetti don't do trends. We just don't. We're not trendy. We don't do trends, even though we are crazy. No, we push the boundaries, and we definitely use trends. But in our opinions, we're not following trends by saying, like, okay, now everything has to be neutral and beige, and so we have to design that way. We might design that way for one project because that's what our client ultimately wants, or you and I want, or whatever it is. But we're not following trends just to be in the trend. We are making trends timeless. So in the next episode, you're going to hear some of the timeless trends that we think are coming. So we're forecasting. And also what we are using right now in our projects and what we think is going to be here years to come. So like us, follow us, subscribe.
Not prescribe.
That's next. No, subscribe. Seat for every ass. See you next time.